30 to 40 knot winds and forecast heavy rain may stop police divers getting back into the water off Whakaari White Island today to search for two bodies still missing after the deadly eruption last week. The Police National Dive Squad has searched the water around the Bay of Plenty Island with so far no success. Mana Whenua are playing a key role in the aftermath of the Whakaari White Island eruption. Hundreds gathered at the Te Manuka Tūtahi Marae yesterday for 1 minute silence at 11 past 2, exactly a week since the eruption at Whakaari White Island. 16 people are dead, with two more missing. Another 26 people are still in hospital in New Zealand and Australia. 10 are in a critical condition. Kaumātua Joe Harawira says Mana Whenua have been guided by tikanga to look after those affected by the tragedy. He joins us now. Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe, Corin.
Tell us, when we talk about tikanga, what does that look like? What does that mean for many of those people there?
Yeah, Māori protocols and the way we behave are determined by kawa and tikanga. And so generally speaking, tikanga are Māori customary practices or behaviours. And the concept is derived from the Māori word tika, which means right or correct. So in Māori terms, to act in accordance with tikanga is to behave in a way that is culturally proper and appropriate.
And in effect, you're wrapping your arms around these people?
Yes, we are. It is right that we do that in such circumstances and times. What I've gathered and seen from our those who have been bereaved, the families that have been bereaved, and with the community, our role as Ngā Tiawa is to manaaki, to look after our bereaved families and our community at this time. Manaakitanga is one of our key words, and it's a word that loosely translates to hospitality. And it is our role to look after those that have been bereaved and our community.
And what was it like at the marae yesterday? What was the, well, obviously such devastation, but the sense was the feeling there?
Yeah, the feeling there was one of course, solemnness, people, the whole community turned up yesterday to, of course, pay their respects to those who have gone. We had two Australian families arrived the night before to participate in that ceremony. There was a sense of oneness, a sense of togetherness within our whare o Mata Atua.
Still two people missing. How important is it to try and to see police continuing their efforts to try and recover these bodies?
Well, in terms of our Māori way of seeing things, it's very, very important that we bring a closure for those families whom are still missing. And the Defence Forces and the services have been just working overtime to ensure and to try to retrieve the bodies that are still missing.
Kia ora, Joe. That's Joe Harawira, kaumātua there, Mana Whenua, in the Bay of Plenty, Ngāti Awa.